Welcome to the ageturners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment on having fellowship with the Lord at a set time and place, Brother Ricky Acosta presents a basic yet critical aspect of our time with the Lord, the matter of loving Him.
We hope that our sharing over the last several weeks has been an encouragement to you, either in being able to establish a time of fellowship with the Lord, or if you've had such a habit, that our sharing has been able to enrich your practice of fellowship with the Lord at a set time and at a set place. Today, we come to a very simple, basic, yet critical point in the matter of our having fellowship with the Lord, and that is the matter of loving the Lord. The most basic matter in our relationship with the Lord is that we would love Him. Brothers and sisters, every day we need to foster and develop our love for the Lord. We do not want this practice of having a set time of fellowship with the Lord, nor any other practice in the Christian life, to become something outward or something of form or tradition. In everything that we do in the Christian life, our aim, our goal, should be the person of the Lord Jesus Himself. And the most basic thing in our relationship with Him is loving Him. Every day, we have to tell Him that we love Him, even 100 times a day, to tell Him, Lord Jesus, I love You. I turn my heart to You. On one hand, we should not be governed by our feelings. Every day, we should have the habit, regardless of our feeling, to spend time with the Lord. We come to the Lord and open our being to Him. And as I mentioned in earlier times, it's a real honoring of the Lord to give Him the first place in our day. On the other hand, we can't go on with a kind of dry practice. We need our time with the Lord to be filled with love for Him. I would like to read some excerpts from a book by Brother Witness Lee entitled The Living and Practical Way to Enjoy Christ. This is from chapter 3, which is entitled Crazy Lovers of Jesus. Brother Lee says, I want to say again that you need to forget about outward correction, outward improvement, and outward activity. Always pay your full attention to the inner part of your being where Jesus is. Do not try to serve the Lord, work for Him, or do anything for Him. You have to look unto Him so that He would show you all His beauty, His sweetness, and His fairness. This will attract you to love Him. We should say, Lord Jesus, to me You are so sweet. To me You are so loving and so lovely. Whenever I call on You, I have a sweet sense deep within my being. We should have a love toward Jesus which is sweet to our inner sense. We should tell the Lord all the time, O Lord Jesus, I love You. Later on, he writes, do not pay attention to outward activities, but always return to your spirit. From within your spirit, you have to tell the Lord 1,000 times a day, Lord Jesus, I love You. The name of Jesus is the sweetest name on earth. By telling the Lord that you love Him, you will spontaneously give Him more space, more room. To say, Lord Jesus, I love You, is not just a saying. This is spiritual breathing by calling on His name. When you say, Lord Jesus, I love You, you have a sweet sense within you. When you say this, you afford Him more space within your being. He will spread Himself in your being and saturate your being with all that He is, with all His riches. If you do this day and night, you will be thoroughly saturated with Jesus. This is to have Jesus revealed in you, living in you, formed in you, and making His home in your whole being. Brothers and sisters, as we're considering this matter of the practice of having fellowship with the Lord at a set time and at a set place, I hope that this would be our attitude. Lord, I love You. I just want more of You. That's why I want to spend time with You. Continuing reading in chapter 3, Brother Lee gives this testimony. The more I grow in the Lord, the more simple the way I contact the Lord becomes. I simply say, "Oh Lord Jesus, I love you. I just love you. You are so sweet to me." Try to say this 100 times tomorrow. Then come to the meeting and see what will come out. We need to say, "Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh Lord Jesus, I love you. I just love you. You are so sweet. Reveal yourself to me. Show me your beauty. Capture me, Lord, with your beauty. I want to be crazy by being wrecked with your beauty." You know, saints, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it's verse 3, that talks about the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. We should remember that our contact with the Lord should be simple. We do hope that through all our fellowship, as we're trying to strengthen you in this matter of the practice of the set time, set place fellowship with the Lord, that you would not be complicated and you would not take these things in a complicated way, but rather in a simple way. These are helps in our just spending time with the Lord. These are helps in our developing our relationship with the Lord through His Word as we just love Him and fall in love with Him. A few more lines from this book. We need to be attracted by Him to all of our senses. Nothing should be so sweet, so precious, so attractive, and so amazing as Jesus. All of you young brothers and sisters have to pray for this. You should pray, "Lord Jesus, cause me to love you. Show me your loveliness. Show me your beauty. Show me your fairness. Show me your sweetness." The name of Jesus should be so sweet to you. If all the young people would be wrecked by the loveliness of Christ, this would affect the entire nation. We do not need preachers, ministers, or pastors. We need lovers of Jesus. Every continent needs such lovers. We need to be crazy with Jesus for the whole earth. Every place needs some Jesus lovers. Do not care for your living, your destiny, or your future. Your destiny is to love Jesus, to be crazy for Jesus. Every city, every state, and every country needs a bunch of crazy young lovers of Jesus. If you all are such lovers, the number of attendants in your meetings will always be increasing. You all need to be the crazy lovers of Jesus. This is what today's generation needs. Young brothers and sisters, if you want to be an age-turner, you need to be a crazy lover of Jesus. So I hope every day we all would begin our day by telling the Lord, "Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, show me your beauty. Show me your fairness. Show me your sweetness. I just love you, Lord. And in spending these few minutes with you, Lord, you're my only goal. You're my only focus." In another book entitled Life and Building, as portrayed in the Song of Songs, this is chapter 2, Brother Lee writes, "Life is a person, and there is no other way to apply and enjoy this person but by love. We need to love him. Some of the saints in the past centuries used to pray, 'Lord, show me your love that I may love you.' We need to pray the same prayer. Once we see the love of Jesus, we will be so constrained, so captured, and so attracted. We will spontaneously love him. Then by loving him, we will enjoy him. This is life. And since life is a person, there's no other way for us to experience him but by love. Only by loving Jesus can we enjoy him." And later on in the chapter, he writes, "Give yourself to love the Lord. No other way is so prevailing, and no other way is so safe, so rich, and so full of enjoyment. Just love him. Do not care for anything else. Teachings, doctrines, gifts, and power do not mean much. We must continually tell the Lord, 'Lord, keep me in your love. Attract me with yourself. Keep me all the time in your loving presence.' If we will pray in this way, we will see what love we will have toward the Lord and what kind of life we will live. We will simply live by the Lord himself. As long as we love him from the deepest part of our being, everything will be all right." Isn't this encouraging, brothers and sisters? We need to love the Lord with our whole being. You know, the book of Revelation shows us that the church's decline began when the believers in the first century left their first love toward the Lord. So what we need to do is every day we need to come back to Him and start our day by telling Him that we love Him. Once again, I would say, though, we should not be governed by our feelings. And we shouldn't be preoccupied with the thought, do I really love the Lord? How much do I love the Lord? Actually, the most important thing is spending time with the Lord. God is love. If you spend time with Him, you will be filled with His love. What we need to do, brothers and sisters, is have a set time and a set place every day. We spend time with the Lord, and primarily, the first thing, we tell Him that we love Him. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, attract me again today. Brothers and sisters, I hope this fellowship is an encouragement to you. Just continue every day. Set aside the time. This honors the Lord. And then tell Him that you love Him. And also, throughout the whole day, we should be telling the Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you. Keep me in your love. In this way, we'll be able to continue in fellowship with the Lord throughout the day. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.